News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Although a majority of Americans blame the U.S. President Trump for the prolonged partial government shutdown, the president himself on Monday told farmers that the opposition Democrats in Congress are squarely responsible. He went on to say that drones and sensors are not adequate for border security, contending only a strong steel or concrete barrier can prevent illegal immigrants from entering the United States. Mr. Trump said he will never back down from efforts to keep America safe. Six major polls show that half or more Americans hold the president and his Republican Party responsible for the shutdown. And according to a Quinnipiac University poll, 63% of American voters support a Democratic proposal to reopen parts of the government that do not involve border security while negotiating funding for a wall. Earlier Monday, Mr. Trump told White House reporters he would not, at least for the moment, declare a national emergency to build the wall. President Trump has stressed to Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan the importance of not mistreating Kurds as U.S. forces begin to withdraw from Syria. A White House statement said that Mr. Trump, during a phone call, expressed the desire to work together to address Turkey's security concerns in northeast Syria while stressing the importance to the United States that Turkey does not mistreat the Kurds or other Syrian democratic forces with whom we have fought to defeat ISIS. House Republican leaders removed a Congressman, Steve King of Iowa, from the Agriculture, Small Business, and Judiciary Committees over a series of racially charged comments. King is in his ninth term. The fallout against him stems from an interview published in the New York Times last week in which he lamented white nationalists, white supremacists, Western civilization. How did that language become offensive? This is VOA News. After New York Times report revealed that the Federal Bureau of Investigation probed whether U.S. President Trump worked for Russia, the president responded to that accusation. We get more from AP Sagar Magani.
He refused to directly address it over the weekend after a New York Times report that law enforcement officials started investigating in 2017 whether the president was working on Russia's behalf against U.S. interests. He said he was not.
I think it's a disgrace that you even asked that question.
And he went off on the former FBI and Justice Department officials involved in the investigation.
Known scoundrels.
The president's also calling special counsel Bob Mueller's Russia probe a whole big fat hoax. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Meanwhile, the Russia investigation is expected to take center stage Tuesday during the confirmation hearing of William Barr, President Trump's nominee for attorney general. AP's correspondent Mike Hempen reports in prepared remarks obtained by the Associated Press.
Barr will tell the Senate Judiciary Committee that it's, quote, vitally important that special counsel Robert Mueller be allowed to complete the Russia probe. Barr also is expected to say that it's, in his words, very important that Congress and the public be informed of the prosecution team's findings. Barr is trying to reassure Democratic senators troubled by his past comments about the investigation. Last year, he sent a memo to the Justice Department criticizing the probe. Mike Hemp in Washington.
China has asked some of the state-run companies to avoid business trips to the United States and its allies and to take extra care to protect their devices if they need to travel. The state-owned Asset Supervision and Administration Commission, which oversees about 100 government-run firms in recent weeks, to only take secure company-issued laptops meant for overseas use if traveling is necessary. China's travel advice also included warning on traveling to other countries in the Five Eyes Intelligence Sharing Pact. That's Britain, Canada, Australia, and New Zealand. At the center of growing strains between China and the United States was the recent arrest of a top executive at Chinese Technology in Canada at the request of U.S. authorities. A Chinese court has sentenced a Canadian man to death on drug trafficking charges after his previous 15-year sentence was determined to be too lenient. That decision was handed down Monday in a northeast city against Robert Lloyd Schellenberg. Originally, he was detained in 2014. He has denied any charges against him, and his lawyer has told Reuters that he would likely appeal the sentence. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Hey! mama, eh, mama, eh. Ooh, yeah, mama, eh. This is the African baby, baby, Randy, on the Voice of America.
Hello, Africa. Welcome again to your super show, The African Beat on the Voice of America. From our studio here in Washington, D.C., I am David Vandy. Hot, rocking, and beautiful sounds from the great African continent will come knocking on your doors. So I want you to relax, because today I'm going to take you on a trip around Africa on disc. But later on, we'll be making a stop in Zimbabwe, because we have a special guest in the studio who is from Zimbabwe, and that is Do Me Right. Do Me Right was a member of the Zimbabwe Legit band, and now he is all doing this wonderful stuff. And so he's going to be here to talk about his hip-hop music, his hip-hop journey, and right here in the United States of America. So stay tuned for that, because Do Me Right will be my guest live here in this studio. But right now, let's go to music as we crisscross the continent, starting off from Mali. And this wonderful lady, Fatoumata Jawara, comes in with Ntirini. And that means my love, my friend, my confidant. It's beautiful. Her voice is powerful. And so we'll be listening to that. And right after that, Ibizi from Sierra Leone, and he calls this one Roll Up. Yes, you got to roll up those sleeves, roll up those pants, because it's time to boogie down. And then we take a trip to Cameroon with the Queen of Bamenda, Naomi Achu, featuring Indobaba in Without You. It's lovely music coming to you from the African Beat today as we start off from Mali. Ntirini, my love, my friend, my confidant, by Fatoumata Jawara. Let's enjoy this.
Jarabi ma feganyalo nyala nterini nterini ngabedi sa ne kanu I want to know.
Busy, baby, roll up, yeah, man. are fantastic. By the way, you they romance me. I can tell you are romantic. Yeah. Fine titty, wind down with you panty titty. Fine titty, I want to see you panty titty. Awale, awale. Say the thing when you pack me, they confuse me like this square one bizarre body. Girl, you the queen of the night. Anything when you do, you go pass. Girl, you the queen of the night. Anything when you do, you go pass. Girl, you are better than them. I swear, girl, you are better than them. Yeah. Back to the center, back to the front. Ooh, yeah. Back to the center, back to the front. Ooh, yeah. Awale, awale. Awale, awale. Awale, awale. Awale, awale. Back to the center, back to the front. Back to the center, back to the front. Awale, awale. Awale, awale. Awale, awale. Roll up, leg up. Make you roll up, leg up. Shake it, leg up. Make you shake it, leg up. Roll up. Girl, you get the fire. Where they make me higher. Smoke me up so till you tire. No retire. Fire, fire, burn me down. Yeah. I surrender. 247, now you dey on me agenda. Yeah. You know the baddest girl. I want to make you me queen of the night. Fine titty, wind down with your panty titty. Like that. Yeah. Fine titty, I want to see you panty titty.
Michael, you're listening to The African Beat, the hottest African music show on The Voice of America with David Vandy.
To you like Coco Goro.
Without you,
you're legend. we go my cats. All around the world, from Japan to France. Airport to airport, we count the cash. Money no problem, we get the stash. Without you, I can't think. I can't eat, can't sleep, can't drink. I'm so high that I think I need a shrink. Hold my hand, I think I'm about to sink. Mirror, mirror on the wall, who is the fairest of all? Who is the queen? Now she be the queen for this town. If you get trouble, I beg, make you put them for down. I don't drink your medicine, I hope say I'm the one you've chosen. This feeling why I get, but I'm not bad luck. I did walk and find you like a chop food for dog.
Without you,
you're legend.
Without you,
you're lemon.
Without you,
you're listen.
Without you,
you're lady.
Without you,
you're lemon.
Without you,
you're legend.
Cause I be now me, be a buck up.
Without you, the sound of the Queen of Bamenda, Naomi Achu from Cameroon featuring Indo Baba. And right before that, Roll Up by Ibizi from Sierra Leone and Entirini by Fatoumata Jawara of Mali. My love, my friend, my confidant, you are listening to your favorite music show, The African Beat on The Voice of America. Remember that my guest from Zimbabwe, Do Me Right, will be here to perform live for you, and we are going to enjoy some real discussions. So stay tuned. I'm David Vande, and I'll be right back.
Hi, I am Devoa. I love the African beat on The Voice of America. It's hot, and it's good to go.
And now let's take some messages from our friends on Facebook and our emails. It says, hi, David. My name is Prince Tamba from Liberia. I'm in love with African beats so much. So thank you very much, Prince. Another message here says, my name is Jonathan Agbo from Ghana. I love the African beat, David. Keep it up. And please play some more nice music from Togo for me. Thank you. Well, definitely we'll get some songs from Togo for you in our subsequent programs. All right. Thank you very much, Jonathan Agbo from Ghana.
African Beat on The Voice of America.
I love your show, David.
The African Beat on The Voice of America, coming to you Mondays through Fridays at 0905 and 2005 UTC, live from Washington, D.C. And now, let the music roll. Traditional Oral is the town by Shadabat. Shadabat is from the Democratic Republic of Congo, but he does R&B music, so you're going to enjoy this one. A different genre of music coming out of the Democratic Republic of Congo. And right after that, Jangolova, the sound of Wakonzi from Nigeria, featuring Banky W. And right now, Traditional Oval, R&B from the Democratic Republic of Congo by the Congolese-born Shadabat.
Celui qui aime la haine, je suis cet homme qui vous tient la main. Car cet amour qui efface nos stress et qui remplace nos peines, il est temps de bâtir nos cœurs, tout le monde a besoin de l'aide. Je suis cet homme qui vous tient la main. Car cet amour enlève tous nos stress et qui remplace nos peines, il est temps de bâtir nos cœurs.
La guerre qui peut nous apporter la solution. Comment pensons-nous? C'est la vérité, puis c'est dans nos cœurs qui peut nous apporter la solution. Comment pensons-nous aux mauvaises idées? La fusion, c'est même, c'est la vérité. Et mon père,
comment pensons-nous aux mauvaises idées?
Et mon père.
il était juste de faire la guerre. Au moment qu'il a, il dans son cœur, il ne veut pas abuser pour ton malheur. Cet homme qui t'aime et tu vis au cœur, car il était juste de faire la guerre.
C'est ainsi de vie quand l'homme s'est décidé de marcher par sa voie. Quand tu décides ou quand tu refuses, faisant par la langue. Mon frère, écoute ça. Ça, car tu y es là, rara. Ma soeur, écoute ça, là, écoute ça. Faisant par la langue. Mon frère, écoute ça, mon frère, écoute ça. Car tu y es là, rara. Ma soeur, écoute ça, là, écoute ça. Faisant par la langue.
More messages. Hello, my name is Hassan from Ghana. I'm an artist and I do pure and original African beat and music. I would like my music to be played on the African Beat program on Voice of America. How can you help, please? Well, Hassan, all you have to do, send your music through MP3 and some information about you to africanbeat@voanews.com. africanbeat@voanews.com. AFRICANBEAT, all one word, @voanews.com. And then we'll get that one, and trust me, your music will be right on the show. So remember that. And now let me take this message which says, hello David, my name is Abubakar from Kogi State in Nigeria. I love the African Beat program. May God bless you. Thank you so much, and let the music roll. Abraham from Gombe State in Nigeria, and he says, African beat is one of my favorites, David. Carry go, whatever that means. And this next one says, hi, Uncle David Vande, listening to you right now from Jalingo Taraba State in Nigeria. I will not sleep until you close. I love you all. Thanks, and I wait to hear you read my text. Oh, definitely. This one is from Officer Nyako Ngoroje. Thank you very much, Officer Nyako Ngoroje, for that beautiful message. Don't sleep, because more music is coming.
Party down, down to infinity, because the weakest ladies, they're my feeling. Oh, I'm not kidding us. I'm not kidding you. See the chicks, them plenty, yeah. Money plenty, yeah, what is plenty? Money, see the cash, you plenty. Money plenty, yeah, what is plenty?
Plenty, see the drinks, them plenty, yeah.
Wow, wow. Hey, my baby.
Love,
me and Uroka,
love,
me and Uroka.
Jungle Over, Wakonzi of Nigeria featuring Banky W. And before that, Traditional Aura by Chedabat of the Democratic Republic of Congo. This is your favorite music show, The African Beat on the Voice of America. Stay tuned, more music coming, and my guest, Do Me Right, will be right here.
African Beats.
Africa.
Africa.
Voice of America.
America.
When you hear the sound,
Africa is my home.
Yes, yes, yes. This is Do Me Right on the mic. Got DJ RBI on the wheels of steel. And the homie Soul. It's been a long time. We come a long way. But this is what we gotta say. And this is what we wanna present for you today. Talk to him, Soul.
I came too far
to stop now.
I came too far
to stop now.
I came too far.
I came too far to stop now.
I came too far
to stop now. I came too far. I came too far to stop now. I came too far to stop now. I came too far. I came too far to stop now. I came too far to. Yo, check it out. I write rhymes like a superhero when I fight crimes. See, tight rhymes like mine ain't none. Hey, yo, I'm trying to raise my income, the outcome. I'm hoping that the funds don't run out. Hoping that the guns don't come out. People want to know, yo, when's your album gonna come out? I'm finding a way, designing the play, the route. We got that. Plus, my man in Boston got a hot track. Cherries on a Sunday, couldn't stop that. Top that now. I got a new perspective. I used to believe in MCs, but lately I'm a skeptic. Fortune and fame made the game turn hectic. Coming through the lane, they get rejected. Whack tapes ejected without no question. Giving thanks for money in the bank and count my blessings. Lessons I learned manifesting what I spit. Even Red October couldn't get deeper than this. Game over. Did it evident you don't have the rights and you don't have the precedent. I came too far to stop now. I came too far to stop now. I came too far. I came too far to stop now. I came too far to stop now. I came too far. I came too far to stop now. We came too far to stop now. We came too far. You came too far to stop now. We came too far to stop now. Came too far. Came too far to stop now. I came too far to stop now. I came too far.
Hello again, everybody. Welcome to your super show, The African Beat on the Voice of America. Today is very, very special. Like I told you earlier on the show, when I started, I say, my guest is going to come from Zimbabwe. And I tell you, this guy is hot. He is hot. Because the first time I played his song, I didn't know I was going to meet him so soon. Yeah, I played the song Doing Damage in my native language. Woo! Just the title of the song actually captured my attention. But my guest in the studio today is Do Me Right, a member of that team, and he's right here. Welcome to the African Beat, Do Me.
Thanks so much, David. I'm so happy to be here. Appreciate the opportunity to come and share the stories and talk about my background.
I want to hear that story. I want to hear the story when you were doing this damage in your native language and how you came all the way from out there to here to hit on hip-hop. Tell me more about who Do Me Right is.
So Do Me Right is kind of like a lot of people, and you would be able to relate. You know, I was just a young brother that was magnetized and attracted to this art form called hip-hop music. And from the early days, I had my oldest brother was a DJ, and he's passed away, God rest his soul, but he'd bring home records. And this is in Zimbabwe, when I was in primary school, as we call it there. And, you know, he'd bring home records, and he was big into the music scene. And so I'd be listening to Loose Ends or Soul to Soul or, you know, Run DMC and so forth. And the hip-hop songs were so magnetic and attracted me to them. And I just knew, as I said in one of my songs, I wanted to be a part of it. And so I started writing my own rhymes. And if we've got some time, I can share the story, because it's pretty much like, if you were to give it as a Hollywood script, they'd say, this isn't really believable, of how we went from being in Zimbabwe to coming over and signing a deal with a major record label, Hollywood Basic.
I saw that you signed with the Hollywood Basic. And so, you know, let's take the journey from there.
Okay.
You know, how you flew in all over from Zimbabwe, landed in America, and got this contract.
Yeah, so, I mean, I guess the moral of the story is think big, you know what I mean? And the sky's the limit, as they tell you. It sounds cliche, but... So we were in Zimbabwe, and there wasn't readily available access to hip-hop music. You know, the stores had pop records and so forth, the bigger records, you know, Michael Jackson, Madonna, Whitney Houston. But not really hip-hop, because at that time, if you think in the late 80s, it's a up-and-coming, at least in the international scene in Africa particular, right? And so we got hold of this magazine called The Source. And they used to write about hip-hop all over the world, you know, Japan, what's happening. And so we're like, oh, this is exciting. And at the end of the article, they'd always say, if there's some hip-hop happenings where you are, let us know. So we're in Zimbabwe, and we said, oh, the time has come. That's our invitation to the party. Here we come. So we wrote a letter, and it blew their mind, because this was also the Afrocentric era of hip-hop. If you think of Public Enemy and X-Clan and the Jungle Brothers and King Sun and artists like that, they were espousing, you know, those back to Africa principles and talking about finding your roots in the motherland.
And this letter is coming from Africa.
Yeah. And so here we are. We're the Africans that we're rapping about, and we've got a story to share. And so when one of the writers we wrote to, his name was Dave Klein. He went by Funkin' Klein. And he said, oh, this is amazing. You know, he sent us some promos and records of, you know, people like Queen Latifah and so on. And he casually threw out there, if you're ever in the U.S., you know, look me up. We should talk. You know, little did he know.
It's like he was trying to open some doors there.
Yeah. But little did he know, that was like, okay, we're going to take you up on that offer. My brother was already in upstate New York. And so I told him, I'm like, there's this guy in New York City. He said, if you ever come, we should meet him. So we said, let's work on some demos and get some real tight material and let him hear it. And he's like, oh, the stuff that I heard from you guys is really promising. He's like, I had no idea what to expect. He's like, but when I heard it, he's like, and when I told him, like, hey, we're upstate New York, we can catch a bus to New York City, he's like, hey, let's meet. So he actually worked with a collective called the Red Alert Productions. So they were doing management and booking for Jungle Brothers and Tribe Called Quest. And he's like, come to the offices. So we caught the bus, threw on our dashikis and our beads. We're like, yeah, we're going to make a splash. And we got to, my uncle said, when you go to Port Authority, though, you might want to put a jacket on. So they don't know that you're out of town. They might take your stuff. So anyway, long story short, we went to his office and sat down. And he said, you know what? Red Alert Productions, I'm doing this, but I'm getting ready to go to the West Coast to start up a rap division of Hollywood Records called Hollywood Basic. He's like, so when I get out there, see the lay of the land, I'm going to try to make this project go forward.
So if you want to make it really quick, that was how this group actually came about.
That's how we came
about. That's how it came about. And then... when he went to the West, he actually signed you guys.
He signed us. You know, everything takes time, but we went in the studio and cut some more demos. He got some producers that were known, like Mr. Long from The Black Sheep and others to put together.
Man, you're a small guy. You met with all the big guns out there. Come on now.
It was amazing.
And so when you said, come too far, that actually is the storyline.
That is.
I was telling, there was no way you can stop now.
No way we can.
There's no way you can turn back.
At all. I was telling Soul that. I was like, man, it actually came from that burden and frustration of, man, it's been such a long time and we've been going through ups and downs, but here we are.
Here we are. Now, come on.
Still standing.
I love that one. And, you know, I just love that intro, come too far. You know, when you know, that story can relate to a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people. You know, people have come from difficult backgrounds, but today we are in some place, you know,
right,
where they'll say, look at me now.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
I'm glad I didn't turn back. I didn't look back.
Yeah.
But, you know, let's look at the song that you're going to play, Heard the Plan. You know, like, the job is complete, like you said.
Right.
So tell me a little bit about this.
So this song, I got to shout out Subatomic Sound System. It's actually part of one of the fun things in hip-hop is collaborating, working with different artists and producers. So this beat is just on fire. And so I just wanted to, in it, express one a little bit about my story and who I am, you know. So I say, talk about my journey through African hip hop and even recording music on TDK cassettes way before digital era. And then in the chorus, talking about I heard the plan and we proceeded. I won't stop until the job's complete. So clearly, the job's not completed, David, because we're still going.
We're still working on it, right? Okay. So now we're going to get the song, the plan. The job is, well, I'll say the job is almost complete.
Yes. Yes. Job is completed.
All right. The African Beat on the Voice of America. And I'm David Vandy. My guest today is Dumi Wright. Okay. When we come back, Dumi will tell us exactly who the real Dumi is. We'll tell you about that. But let's enjoy it.
So, I want to break down exactly what I represent and what I believe in. So we're going to do it like this. VOA, Africa Beat, Dumi Wright, we're going to do it like this. Uh-huh. Dumi Wright, pun the mic, we keep it moving. Every single day, repping, showing, improving. Feel the music hit you hard, but it's still soothing. Make the people throw their hands up and start grooving. Ain't no stopping and popping, check the melody. For those that chose to preach death, here's the remedy. Selecta, why don't you come down? Need more peace in the streets, so put the gun down. My introduction, I'm a brother from the motherland. More than music, it's a movement, so you gotta understand. Cats with their raps about cats, I see them, but nowhere to be seen when we chat about freedom. What exactly do they contribute to the discussion? Speaking to my people over rhythm and percussion. African hip-hop, one of the originals, rocking on TDK tapes before the digital era. But did it bleed? Eddie Clara, you blame the whole world, but did you look in the mirror? Supposed to lead your nation, but your powers, you abuse them. God gave you talent, he expects you to use them. Winds of change are blowing and the wheels are in motion. Pharaoh and his legions who get swept in the ocean. Antithesis of mainstream, call it subterranean. What drama them in your favorite team loses at your home stadium? From a melee to a riot, new sheriff in town, his name is not Wyatt. Battle for the control of the soul, there's no losing. That's why we gotta fix the chaos and confusion. Gotta get it together, I'm a man on a mission. Keep spinning, the clock keeps ticking. Gotta get it together, man on a mission. World keeps spinning and yeah. Heard the plan, and we proceed. Won't stop till the job's completed. For too long, we've been mistreated, but we refuse to be defeated. Heard the plan, and we proceeded. Won't stop till the job's completed. For too long, we've been mistreated. Hey yo, this is for David. Jimmy Sonny, when Sonny, they ask me what I'm doing. And you talk about Ingo and kicking lyrics that are new in. Power to the people, our minds are aware to. Gotta keep it moving from DC to Sorrento. Zimbabwe in leagues when and you feel like corner. Loco, we always the wanna and get to Hosala, we always the funda, but when are we yala, saga liasha, swana pella, a funny gutula, and goma nandi, and get to yavuma, bachelani, sing chalile, chain goma, sing fatila, sing Zimbabwe is the country that I'm from without a doubt. Word is bond, yo, you should check it out. Come to the land so you can learn and understand. If you say no, I say me. Listen up, shut up. I'll tell you what up, B.
All right, beautiful music for all you beautiful people out there. This is the African Beat again on the Voice of America. And I'm David Vandy, my guest right here, Dumi Wright. You know, I normally love to ask people, you know, sometimes when you say Dumi Wright, people know that Dumi Wright is for the stage. From people who are younger than you that are in Zimbabwe, and you've been out of Zimbabwe quite a while, and they want to know exactly the originality of Dumi Wright. What is the real name of Dumi Wright? Because if I throw a bait out there now and ask people in Zimbabwe, especially the young folks, tell me the real name of Dumi Wright.
So I'll break it down like this for people, you know, abroad and everywhere. Dumi Wright is actually the stage name that I coined for my name, Dumi Sani. And I love the
name. Dumi Sani is the actual name.
Yes, and I love the name Dumi Sani because it means praise. You know, Dumi Sani Nkosi, praise the Lord. You know, your folks in Zimbabwe will attest to that, right? It's a powerful phrase, and a lot of the names.
So have you ever done gospel? Let me come to that straight up.
Straight up. So that's actually interesting that you say that.
Don't tell me you started in church.
No, I didn't start in church, but I mean, I've been in the church and part of the church.
Okay.
I haven't always blended the music with the church, but actually on the new record that I have. I have a song called Put on the Armor of God because I figured, like, you know, what a way to testify.
I know,
and
right?
And if you listen to my songs, like, I mean, I've performed in places and I had like what, an elderly woman come up to me and she said, great testimony. And it wasn't even a gospel song, but just hearing
the
messages.
Testimony. It was a message.
Yes.
The message in the song.
Yeah.
And yeah, I saw that you performed at the Kennedy Center at the Millennium State. Tell me about that.
Yeah, so that's a really cool, obviously auspicious venue. new. And the great thing about it is it's beyond the boundaries of where you traditionally expect to find hip-hop culture. And so had a couple opportunities, but as Zimbabwe Legit, to bring our interpretation of music and dance. Because part of what we do, too, is expose all the elements of the performance art of hip-hop culture. So we have dance, you know, obviously the DJ holding it down, because that's the foundation.
I know the guy is good, man.
DJ RBI, big shout out. He's been my man holding it down for many years.
You know, talking about the Millennium Stage, I think we have that in common, because I'm a theater artist too. I do acting and playwriting. I did a play at the Kennedy Center in 2010.
Right,
on that stage where you performed, at the Millennium Stage.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, that was awesome. Taking you back out of where you're coming from and to go and took a prestigious performance stage like that.
And you reach broad audiences that wouldn't typically come to where you may be in the theater or club.
They cannot normally come, but here, there, people were sitting all over the place. Even on the floor, they were sitting there just to watch my play.
That's awesome.
And that was awesome. But you know, now, what should people be expecting from you now, going forward? Because like you said, you've come too far, and there is no way you're going to turn back. There's no way you're going to look back. You have to fold your head. So what should people be expecting now from Do Me Right?
So in the immediate future coming up, I'm putting out a new record called Do Me Right, Doing It the Right Way, you know, play on words. And it's going to be an exploration of, you know, where I've been and what I've done and what I'm aspiring to do in the future, and just talking about my experiences and background and talking about topical things, you know, social justice and things that affect people in my community and in other communities where people can relate under similar circumstances.
So how would you say that hip-hop music has influenced your life and that of your community?
I think it's such a pervasive medium, if you will, in art form, that it's been embraced far and wide. I had the blessing and privilege to go as a cultural ambassador to Thailand, teaching hip-hop like a little over a year ago, and going to underserved communities and seeing how excited they were about, oh, this guy's come from America to talk to us about hip-hop, and that's the birthplace. And then they found out I was also my African roots, and they're like, oh, wait, you're also from Africa? How did you get here in Thailand coming from America? But the thing is, it's a unifier. It brings people together, and I think it's allowed me to work with different communities and kind of help and bring people together. I also do workshops like in schools and working with young people, using hip-hop as a tool for more than just entertainment. You know, that's one aspect of it, but you also use it to communicate, to educate and inform, and also for people to gain and youth to gain self-confidence and to express themselves.
You talked about going back to the African roots, and people were asking you, do you do your hip-hop rap in your African language, in language from Zimbabwe?
Originally, that's what we started doing, you know, as a way to make a mark, because at that point, nobody was doing it. Of recently, we've been, you know, rhyming mainly in English and, you know, expanding. But that's where we started.
Do you have any intention in going back to that and doing like a fusion?
One thing that we do like to fuse. So I like to work with artists from all over the continent, including Zimbabwe and South Africa and, you know, different parts of Africa, and have people rhyme in multiple languages. There's a song that's not on that's on a prior CD called All Over the Map. And so you have somebody from Senegal, you have somebody from Nigeria, you have somebody from myself representing Zimbabwe, you have somebody from DC, and we bring all the cultures together and, you know, talk about our perspective in our own way. And then also I like to bring in the influences of the music. So like I mentioned, like influences of like Fela Kuti or Yuma Sakela and stuff like that. And so bringing in, you know, that Afrobeat or Afro jazz or the djembe into the mix and into the fusion. So a lot of times when we perform, even, you know, in the right forum, we'll bring all those elements to bear.
Okay, so I know you didn't perform my favorite song today, which is the first song I had about you guys, even when I didn't know it was you, doing damage in my native language. So can you give me just a little bit of that?
Okay, yeah, awesome. So one of the things in the whole premise of doing damage, we're like, well, what if we were to take hip-hop and slang phrases and translate them back and forth and kind of show people as a window into our perspective and experience. So we said, Jumi Sani, when Zani? They asked me what I'm doing. Ichabe Ngoma, kicking lyrics that are new and power to the people. Amanja, Awetu. Gotta keep it moving from Brooklyn to Soweto. Things ain't too good, ah, Nzima.
run and get it done. Kijima, pangisa, humbala, chigela, chisa. Let my people go, hey, my etisa.
Hey, my dota, that means hey, man, and we could keep on and on and on.
You know, the way you said your name just now, Dumasani, is like, it's like hip hop.
Yeah.
All right, so let's come to another song. Let's come to another song today that you're going to perform. That is Just Another Day.
Yeah, so Just Another Day, as the name would illustrate, is just kind of talking about, you know, in rap it's cool to, you know, have bravado and talk about the jets you're flying in. But at the end of the day, sometimes we're just regular people, you know, as they say in the song, we're just ordinary people, like John Legend saying, you know, trying to juggle work and music and, you know, your passions. And so Just Another Day talks about me and just going through it, man, and just trying to persevere and keep my head over water.
Every time you wake up in the morning, you look around and see all the same people around, it's just another day.
Just another day in the life.
It's just another day in life. Yeah. Life has to go on.
Yes, indeed.
All right, let's enjoy the song, Just Another Day, by our guest today, and that is Dumi Right, Dumisani. I love the name Dumisani. You know, I know you're Dumi Right, but, you know, I just love the way it goes, the Dumisani. I love
the way it flows.
All right, we'll be right back. Don't go away.
Just a day in the life.
Just Another Day is coming up.
Day in the life of a musician. Day in the life of an artist. Day in the life of a father. Day of the life of a young brother. This is just a day. Just a day in the life. Just a day in the life. Yeah. Just a day in the life.
No doubt. This is just a day.
Just a day.
I pray I live to see another. Keep an open mind. You'll be amazed what you discover. So we can travel far if we lean on each other. So it's okay to fall as long as you recover.
Day in the life, and you gotta go to work. Had a late night, so you gotta stay alert. It's berserk. Fall asleep, then the boss starts tripping. Just got promoted, so you can't start slipping. Get a gripping. You don't want all your dreams to get trampled. Had a date with destiny, but seems that it got canceled. Flaws that you're grasping from cause to plan of action. Got a lot of talent and you're good at multitasking. Economy is slow and with jobs there's a shortage. Money that you're making barely enough to pay the mortgage. People all around you giving up and falling off. You don't want to be the next one that they're hauling off. From hustling to struggling, making it to juggling. Prices going up and the cost of living doubling. Trouble and trending, so you're seeking a sign. Like an artist makes you wonder if you gotta draw the line.
Oh, this is just the day. I pray I live to see another. Keep an open mind.
Keep an open mind.
You'll be amazed what you discover. We can travel far.
We can travel far.
If we lean on each other. It's okay to fall as long as you recover.
As long as you recover. As long as you recover. As long as you recover. As long as you recover. Yeah. Uh-huh. This is just a day. This is just a day. No doubt. But you know, I think we're gonna tell them about progress. What you think, Ron?
The African Beat on the Voice of America, coming to you live and direct. Before we go to our next piece of music, now you've been here for quite a while, and have you been back to Zimbabwe lately?
I think the last time I went, like, 2.5 years ago. And I always say it's like always unfortunate. A lot of times the things that bring us back are like tragic circumstances and so on. But
okay.
The last time I went, I won't talk about the sad things because don't want to break into tears on you. Mm-hmm. But we were blessed because there's an organization that was putting on the Shoko Festival. And this was beautiful, man. It was poetry. It was performances. It was art. It was dancers. And to see how far they have come, came too far. Because I know back in the day, people from Zim will know we'd be on First Street, sometimes with no music, downtown, having breakdance contests and competing or breakdancing in theaters after the movie ended.
After the movie ended.
You know, and to see them have but a you stage.
But when you went there and you listened to, or you've been listening to the music that is coming out of Zimbabwe, or even across Africa right now, and what you've learned here so far, how far would you say the African music has gone?
Oh my goodness, I think it's come so far, and a lot of it is due to the, you know, the internet, social media, and just platforms where people can independently put out their music and their works for people to see, obviously, like YouTube and SoundCloud and things like that, have revolutionized it. Because I think back in the day, you needed a label. You know, we needed to reach out to somebody across the sea to get somebody to hear you. And now, you know, you can create something in your limited sphere and then yet broadcast it literally through the power of the internet.
And you know what you're saying is so true, because I can remember some 12 years ago when I started the show, The African Beat, Voice of America is the first, I'll say the only radio station in the world that will play or talk to an artist for like 30, 45 minutes on a show.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, it has never happened.
Right.
And so that the African Beat was actually created to make that platform wherein the lesser known African stars can have a platform where the songs, the music could be heard to the world out there. So I am really happy that it is spreading like that and people are having a platform where they could be heard.
And it's great, just to jump in there, because like you said, unless you're like a major label artist with huge marketing budget and all this behind you, a lot of times it's hard to find outlets as an independent.
Yeah.
So definitely really appreciate this and this forum and this platform.
Well, thank you so much. And today you have a team. You have a team here. You had somebody who was doing your background vocals, and you have a DJ. You know, tell me about those guys. How long have you been working together? Because they seem to know exactly who you are.
Oh, man. So me and these brothers go way back, man, to the first time I actually came to D.C. and was searching out that pocket of hip-hop. And like-minded people tend to gravitate together and end up in similar areas. So I think of Capital City Records, the old record store that used to be on U Street. And somewhere around there, I know I met DJ RBI, you know, the amazing. And then Soul, we met at Bar None at the Movement open mic, which used to happen faithfully every Monday for like over a decade. And people would be there expressing art and poetry. And a lot of big artists came out of that scene. So we had like a nice scene that was brewing in and around the area, everywhere from U-Turn to Club Bintumani to this place and that place. And so I met those brothers there. And because we were kind of like-minded, we collaborated on either performances or shows or different events that were happening in and around the area. And we stayed in touch. DJ RBI has a radio show on WPFW, the Ill Street Groove Show. And my man Soul is a bona fide artist in his own right. I mean, he's done so much in and around DC.
Man.
And he has an album out, and he works with a lot of other big artists on tour.
That's cool.
So it's always great working.
It's wonderful
working with these brothers, man. I really appreciate it.
Well, once again, I just want to say thank you so much for being out here, and thanks for all your patience, all the phone calls.
Oh, no, this is awesome. I'm glad we connected. It's been a while because I've been recording, you know. I'm glad I could be here. This is great.
So I want to say thanks to Gary, and thanks to Nick, and thanks to our technician out there, our engineers. Thanks for doing such a fantastic job. And now we have this song, Prosperity, that we're going to climax with today.
And so, yeah, prosperity, this is one of those things. Like, life is always a balance, right? So the chorus is prosperity, struggle, harmony, strife. And it's talking about that struggle for balance, you know, between the light and the dark and just going through it. And the whole thing, you know, my whole thing is persevere, you know. It's okay to fall down. You just have to get back up.
You just have to get back up.
You know, and that's what I want to communicate in my music, because that's what I've been through. You know what I mean? I've been knocked down, but I'm not going to stay down.
You're not going to stay down. You're going to get up again. Rise up, man.
And I'll be stronger.
Still I rise. And any message for your people back home in Zim and those who will be listening to you right now?
Just keep on being creative, keep on being innovative, you know. As Africans, we're an innovative people, you know what I mean? Like, we don't have to do the same pattern that everybody else has done. Obviously, you use tools that have come up, but, you know, when it comes to technology and apps, like, oh my goodness, the future is now, right? It's right there. We can grab it. You know, people are geeking out over Wakanda, you know what I mean? We can be Wakanda for real,
I know what I mean?
I see young
kids.
There's
this joke that somebody went to the airport asking, can you tell me where Wakanda is in Africa?
I'm telling you, but straight up, there's a lot of innovative young people.
Wakanda for life,
you know?
All right. Well, thank you so much, bro. It was such a pleasure having you guys here in the studio, and I hope that when the new album drops, you're going to come here.
Oh, awesome. I would love to. So the definitely. Album's going to be out in June, Doing It the Right Way.
Doing It the Right Way. So get ready for that. Doing It the Right Way is going to come to you when that album drops in June. All right? Till then, I'm David Vander here in Washington. And big thank you to my guest, Do Me Right.
Awesome.
And all other people right here. And big thank you to Gary for making this connection.
Awesome.
And so till we meet again, I am David Vandy from Washington, D.C., leaving you now with Do Me Right and his team in this track, Prosperity.
Yes.
Till then,
at Do
peace.
Me Right. Twitter, Facebook, follow.
No doubt.
Okay. Prosperity. Uh-huh. Yeah, we gonna go to the top like this. Prosperity, come on.
Struggle, harmony, strife, incredible, inevitable, the journey of life.
Yo, check it out. See, it's like this. Starting this journey, wondering who's coming with me. Looking over my shoulder, wondering who's trying to get me. The world collapses, time elapses, it gets more intense. Assess the situation, are they for or against? We don't associate like opposites, this diametric. Sometimes it's hectic, but still you're working to correct it. Looks like the clouds are swirling, you're just trying to rise above. In the midst of all the hate, you just want to find some love. More than two sides to this, is kind of like a prism. Seeds of division, people moving to a different rhythm. Trying to find some balance so you can get back in alignment. Somebody's supposed to watch it back, but they missed their assignment. Troubles coming at you fast, attacking from the blind side. Have to push that pride aside, you are fighting to survive. Even if you run and hide, one day you have to face it. Whatever it is you're seeking, hope you find it and embrace it.
Prosperity, struggle,
harmony,
right. Incredible, inevitable, the journey of life.
Journey of life. Yeah.
Unity.
Division,
wrong or right.
Wrong to right.
I'm looking for the light in the dark of the night.
Journey of 1,000 miles, now this brother's traveling, looking for relief from these dragons that he's battling. Gotta make a move, though these mannequins is challenging. Spirit of the ones who came before is who he's channeling. Trying to find a path from the ones who paid the way, cause if we don't always keep them in our hearts, they fade away. We gotta keep them woven in the fabric of our memories. Help us through these battles and renew our source of energy. Remedies embedded in the reason we exist. Transforming pain to pleasure like the actions of an alchemist. Optimist, you see it all before it is completed. Always stay the course and refuse to be deleted. Defeated individuals that's counter to your purpose. Understanding that the root of leadership is service. Right where we're supposed to be, there's no way they can hurt us. Cats that got each other's back, there's no way they can hurt us. Prosperity,
struggle, harmony, strife. Incredible, inevitable journey of life.
Journey of life. Journey of life.
Oh, unity.
Unity.
Division. Wrong or right.
Wrong to right.
I'm looking for the light at the dark of the night.
In the dark of the night. In the dark of the night. Prosperity. So fade that out. Much respect. Big shout out to Soul. Big shout out to DJ RBI. Big shout out to David Vandy and Africa Beat. We'll out music. So yeah. David, I just wanted to leave Voice of America, Africa Beat. I wanted to leave y'all with this little nugget about me. Living life fast won't be no more, cause it's not just me no more. I got daughters plus orders from headquarters to be home by dark. I stop and think about the state of the art, reminisce about the days and times I started rolling. That was an age and a stage that was golden, holding the mic, controlling the dice like Mantronics back when the X-Man was a Seattle supersonic. From Freaks Come Out at Night to Jam On It, I heard hip hop, knew exactly what I wanted to be a part of the scene. It was all a dream and ended up in all kinds of magazines, energized to exercise the vibes that's unseen, done by the forces of nature that's unseen. So before I rest, I survey the progress. Thanks for coming out. Good night and God bless.
Hi, I am Devoa. I love the African beat on the Voice of America. It's hot and it's good to...
This is the...